Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Paramount Sports, Lee Sterling, he joins, and we love him. We pick some games. He picks some games. We talk about them with him. We have some general nonsense, banter, and fun, and we do that right now. Lee, a happy good morning from Western Pennsylvania. How you doing?
I was great until about 30 minutes after the game last night. So what happened is I'm feeling great. Mm-hmm. Dallas wins. My hockey games are going well, waiting on a couple basketball finals. And my daughter calls me from New York City and breaks the news she has a boyfriend.
And
where did he go to school?
Florida State.
Penn State.
Okay.
So he's a good guy.
You can love that right out of Chris. Good guy, automatically.
Yeah.
I don't think he's too impartial enough. What do you think, guys, Colin?
Well, tell me about the guy. What's he do? I don't care where he went to school. What's he do? Is he a deadbeat or does he have a job?
No, he has a job. He has a good job.
Oh, well, then, I mean, what are you worried about?
Probably all right. Where's he from originally?
Yeah, where's he from?
Is he from Pennsylvania originally?
Yes.
Originally, he's actually from Boca Raton, Florida.
Then forget it.
I mean, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Then
so,
you're fine.
Yeah.
One of you.
I think it's okay.
One of you.
What's his mom and dad all about? Do you know anything about them?
Not much yet. So we'll find out soon. I'm sure.
So is this the kind of boyfriend that's going to make the trip home in a couple of weeks for Christmas?
No, we're actually going up there for the holidays. Oh. We're going to be there for the Christmas and New Year's holiday. So, she told me we'll meet him. So, every dad, you know, you want your little girl just feel a little better when they don't have the boyfriend.
Well, I think it'll be okay. I don't think that there's no real South Central Boca. So I think the kid's doing okay. You know what I mean?
I think you're right. It could be worse. He could have gone to Florida State.
There's that.
There you go.
There's that. All right, let's pick some games. Yep. Let's get right after it as we're talking a little college football with Lee and professional football as well. Cincinnati. Now, nobody knows what's going to happen with the college football playoffs, but this one, I think they could do well to go ahead and blow the doors off of Houston. It might be good for their cause. So Cincinnati, the number's right there around double digits. You see 9.5, you see 10, some places 10.5. It's right there around 10. What do you like here, Lee?
So Houston started off the year. They're leading the first game 21-3. They're blowing out Texas Tech. And then just the doors fell off in that game. They lost by more than two touchdowns in that game, which was shocking. And then under the radar, they went 11 straight, all by more than a touchdown. So I think Cincinnati is really good. They do have some lapses where for 4 or 5 minutes, it seems like every game, they'll commit a turnover, allow a receiver to get behind the secondary, and all of a sudden what might have been a three-touchdown lead is a touchdown lead. Desmond Ritter's really good, I think, just a level below the Heisman quarterbacks that are going to be going to New York. But Clayton Tune is right there also, three-year starter, dual threat here. And Houston, people think of them as an offensive juggernaut. Not the case. More of a defensive team, number 6 in the land in defense. And they might have the best player on the field in cornerback returner Marcus Jones here. I think the pressure's on Cincinnati here. Wrong team favored. They get upset 31-27.
Holgorsen, baby. Dana Holgorsen.
He's out of his mind.
Whoa.
Houston is going to beat him straight up. Wow.
This is huge.
Wow, that's a big
throw
call.
The playoff into turmoil.
Wow.
People get mad because Notre Dame will get in. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Michigan, Iowa in the Big Ten championship game. Lee, 10.5. Yeah. Am I crazy for thinking that's too much?
Yeah, you're crazy.
Okay.
Here's the problem. When Iowa gets the first down, you almost feel like getting up out of your seat and applauding. I mean, It is that tough for them to move the ball. Their receivers get no separation. Their two quarterbacks, Petras and Padilla. These guys are pedestrian at best. The play calling isn't good. If they fall behind by 7 or 10 points, they got to start throwing while they're in trouble. I mean, Aiden Hutchinson, I mean, here's a guy, a dark horse. He could end up, he gets 2-3 sacks, and let's say Bryce Young doesn't have a big game. He could end up, you know, vaulting and being right in there for the Heisman. So they have 32 sacks on the season, does this defense. They're allowing just 54% completion percentage and 3 yards a carry over the last four games here. I think Michigan is rolling right now. I'm going to take them here. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it, 34-13.
All right, Lee, speaking of Heisman, Kenny Heisman, Pitt Panthers, -3 against Wake Forest in Charlotte. Is this even, I mean, some people are saying that's a home game for Wake Forest. Is it really?
No, they only have about 14,000 fans. So they do all kinds of giveaways, anything they can do to get people in the stands. I've been to games there. It's not much going on. I think that this is going to be a fun game to watch. I mean, you got the Wake Forest offense, third in the nation, 42.9 points per game, and Pitt, 42.8 points per game. Now, they have a little bit different offense and spread than most teams. So what they do with their quarterback, Hartman, is he doesn't, you know, sit back at 7-8 yards. He sits there and rides that running back with the RPO, and he stands sometimes 2-3 yards behind the line of scrimmage determining whether he's going to run or throw the ball. So puts a little more stress on the linebackers. He's really good at what he does. But I just think that Kenny's a little bit more mobile and makes things happen with his feet. And also the Pitt defense better, 46 sacks, second nationally. And Wake Forest, unless they blitz, they really don't get much pressure on the quarterback here. Shootout, Kenny Heisman,
48-42. Oh, yeah! You're making people happy around here, Lee. I know that much.
I like it.
Yeah. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I cannot figure out the first pro game on your card at all. I can't figure out either one of these teams. I don't know what to do with it. My mind tells me if I were betting not to even touch this game. Nonetheless, Cincinnati and Los Angeles, the Chargers. These teams have been so up and down, both of them, all year.
Yep.
What's the story here?
It is a tough game, but we tackle the tough games too. And if Cincinnati played Pittsburgh, they'd be undefeated. They play at a different level. But their game plan has been good the last two games they played, and they run the football with Joe Mixon. 28-30 carries, taking some of the stress off Joe Burrow. He can't throw the ball 40-45 times. That's not a recipe to win a lot of games. In those two games, we ran 28-30 times, 288 yards, 4 touchdowns here. Also take some of the pressure off the defense. So I think the Chargers have a lot of talent, but they have some weaknesses. So a lot of problems on the offensive and defensive line. They have a lack of depth in the trenches. Their secondary isn't very good here. And I think Cincinnati right now is finally on a roll here. I think they're a legitimate playoff contender. I'm taking the Bengals 30-21.
Wow. Okay. That brings us to the big matchup of the weekend around here and in the AFC North. Ravens visiting Heinz Field Sunday, 4:25 kickoff, and laying 4.5 against the Steelers, Lee.
Well, it seems like most weeks we're sitting there on Twitter deciding who's the worst player of the game. I mean, instead of the MVP, it should be the worst player. And one of the ones last week was James Pierre. I mean, it was awful. I mean, they got to have Hayden back. That's their only shot here. They got to mix up their coverages here. You know, you just follow the Miami blueprint, what they did a couple Thursdays ago against Baltimore. They got to get some takeaways. 29th in the league with just 9. I just don't think it's good enough. I think Baltimore's too much for them. I think Baltimore wins this game here, 28-17.
Oh, okay. All right. Game of the week, Lee, Buffalo and New England. This used to be a no-brainer that Tom Brady'd walk in and beat Buffalo, whether it was in Orchard Park, whether it was in Foxborough. It didn't matter. Now this game's a lot different since Brady has gone south, and this is going to be your game of the week, right?
Yeah. See something I like here. Anyone wants to get it, just call 800-400-9741. We'll give you the game for free. And how about this? We call this month Double Down December.
Sure do.
Last December, started December through the Super Bowl, we won 37 of the last 46 games, one of the one of the best runs we've ever had with our company. And this is what I'm going to do. I want so many people to join me, and I think I can win for them. If they want to jump on for December, on the website, it says $297. Use coupon code SAVE200, just $97 for everything in the month of December in football. You want to go through the Super Bowl, which is now mid-February, because they add an extra week to the season. Just $197. Use coupon code SAVE300. So coupon code SAVE200 for Double Down December. Coupon code SAVE300 through the Super Bowl. Let's finish strong.
Yeah, you think this Boca guy bets games? You talked to him about this?
Yeah, I heard he does, yeah. Okay, yeah, he's in a couple fantasy leagues. You know, you know how they are. They soften you up. First, she asks, how was your night? Great. You know, Dallas won.
Right.
Great. You know, did you have a good day at work? You know, okay. And I even said, you know, why all of a sudden, you know, are you so interested in my day? She goes, well, and then I got the news. And then she says, by the way, you know, you always by the way. So, yeah, that's that was then no, I heard, you know, all the good things. Oh, he made me dinner.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
okay, well,
candles.
Nice.
You know, okay. He bought my favorite candle. I said, does Mom know? Of course she knew 2-3 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I
Dad's
have a
always last to know.
I have a feeling you're going to approve that this guy's going to be okay.
Okay. Well, after the holidays, I'll give you a full report.
So. We want one. Yeah,
we want one.
I got to test him. I'm going to make sure. I'll see if he knows the starting offense and defense for Penn State.
This year?
Yeah, well, at least this year, going back to when he started. I think he's 25, so since the time he was a freshman.
Okay.
I mean, like Diner, he's got to be tested, right?
Gotcha. Exactly. Yes, for sure. Exactly. You think he's a James Franklin fan, yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, Lee. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Lee.
Right,
bye.
Such a good guy. I love him. How about, though?
He's really on pins and needles, on edge here about this boyfriend.
He is. I'm on edge about Houston. There's no way Houston's going to be. Cincinnati, although it's not a crazy pick.
It's not crazy. That's the thing. And Lee just gives it more weight, more credence. I'm like, man, maybe.
You know that game's going to go one of two ways. Lee is going to be dead right, or Cincinnati's absolutely going to blow
run
them
out, the building.
Out.
Yeah,
and he's never going to be right.
Holgorsen won't let that happen. He can't.
If I had to bet one way or the other, I would bet that Cincinnati's going to drill him.
I think I'm leaning towards the Cougs now.
I am too. I was even before Lee. I thought 10 points, man. Houston's won 11 straight games.
Well,
yeah, but the upset.
Plus it's Holgorsen.
To call the upset. That's big.
I know.
Ugh.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.